saw you there, just standing there. And I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then, and then once again. You said you would come and dance with me. Dance with me across the sea. Just standing there, I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then, and then once again. You said you would come and dance with me. Dance with me
look at Motrin. So Motrin's side effects on joints are not mentioned. However, it inhibits the cyclooxygenase pathway, which is a synthetic pathway the body uses to maintain joint repair. And since that pathway is blocked, one could logically deduce that Motrin might interfere with joint maintenance and repair. But that is not listed as a side effect. Okay, we have Kathleen in Texas. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Dr. Daniels. I had some information for you. There's a talk show or a host on RBN Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. Central Time, and Laurie Anderson and Eric the Freedom Screamer. And they have courtroomwatch.com, courtroomwatch.com. So I called, and so they try to help people who have been incarcerated and are forced to take drugs, and a lot of veterans, and so they do a lot of good things. But they, Eric said that he felt that with your situation, he felt that the most appropriate thing for people to do would be to write to the Archbishop of Panama, whom he says has the most power. And so if you want, I can give the address right now. I have it.
Yes, please do.
Okay. So it's the Archbishop of Panama, Jose Domingo Mendieta. Jose Domingo Mendieta. Roman Catholic Archdiocese, and the address, capital C-A, LLE space numeral 1 space RA space capital SUR capital CARRAS UUILLA next line capital Y space capital VIA and then the last line capital ESPANA comma capital AV space numeral 1 space capital SUR comma Panama. And if you'd like, I also have the phone number and the email. Okay, the phone number is 507-261-0002. And I don't know if you have to have a special country code ahead of that. I'm not sure.
Oh, no, the country code is 507.
Okay, perfect. And then the email address is info@arqueuidocesisdepanama.org. And
let me read that back to you. I think I got this. I don't think I got this email right. Info at ARQUIEIO.
No. ARQUIDIOC.
D as in dog.
Yes, DIOCESIS, like diocese, but with a DIOCESIS.
Okay, DIOCESIS.
That's right. So the first, so that whole. You know, it's all lowercase, so it's ARQUI, D as in dog, IOCESIS, and then DE Panama.
Is it DE? D as in dog again?
That's right.
D as in dog, E as in eel, Panama?
That's right, .org.
Okay.
And, and so I was told that this Eric said that he would put they have courtroomwatch.com, and he said he would post in the next few days all of this information regarding, you know, to do it for you since you're on the terrorist watch list. So he's going to put it on his website and or their website. And then Mike, the producer at RBN during the week, said that if you put this on your website, he will link it to the RBN website.
Okay.
So I just wanted you to know that I haven't been wasting my time. I'm for my favorite talk show host.
Thank you very much.
No. It's for my own interest. What would I do without you? Then I do have a question, or I wanted to tell you, since you're talking about bread. Years ago on Deanna Spingola's show, where I found you, where she introduced you to all of us, or many of us, she had a guest who had culturedfoodlife.com. culturedfoodlife.com, and this lady made cultured bread and all kinds of stuff. So
yes.
I don't know.
Okay, it's referred to as cultured bread when you let it ferment over the 12 to 24 hours. The bread actually deteriorates, and that culturing process improves the flavor and everything.
Yes, and so I thought, you know, and she had recipes for waffles and pancakes. It sounded pretty good. And then the last thing, someone I know, but just by phone, so I don't know what she looks like or her weight or anything, but she helps a lot of people and very good-hearted. She has, I heard you last week say that you did not like the ketogenic diet. Right. And she said that she's super diabetic on so many medications she can't believe it. She does not have a gallbladder. And she said that the ketogenic diet, everyone's losing weight and they're feeling great. She's feeling lousy and sick to her stomach. And, you know, and she even said, well, anyway, so what I wanted to, so I had told her that I had heard years ago that that there's something called, that you get at Vitacost, ox bile that you can if you don't have a gallbladder. Do you have anything recommendation about taking ox bile?
Yeah, don't do it. So when you take ox bile, you so the theory is you take the ox bile and use the bile from the ox to digest your food. You also get the ox as parasites and toxins. And I've seen people who do very poorly on ox bile. They blow, they get all these parasites, and it's just a mess. It's really ugly. So why not use your own bile? So if you just take a vitality capsule with each meal, the vitality capsule causes your body to dump its own bile right there at the meal, and it helps digestion. Another thing to do, again, right at the meal, is take sauerkraut juice, and that causes your body to dump bile. And you take it right there at the meal, and boom, your body dumps bile. And it simulates the action of the gallbladder.
Oh, wonderful. I'm going to give her all that information, and then I have to think of all the people I've told about ox bile. Oh, goodness. So, well,
and ox bile is not cheap.
No. Well, thank you so much for all you do, and I'm hoping everything has your situation changed at all? Or
yes. Yes, my situation has improved modestly. So I think last time we mentioned, so my husband had died and left $35,000 to me. It was in a bank account. The judge had decided that, yes, I was entitled to it. My lawyer went to the bank to receive it, and the bank says, we don't have it. We misplaced it. We lost it. No such account. No money. And so the judge threatened the bank with jail, told the bank they had to pick somebody who had to go to jail, and then the bank found the money. So even though the bank has found the money, they've not yet turned it over to my lawyer yet, but at least it's hopeful the money is there. And we're hoping someday that it'll get it. So I still can't transfer stuff to Panama. The person that I lent money to invest in housing for the poor, his funds are still frozen, so can't build any housing for poor people. So it's still, I'm still being harassed, victimized, persecuted, whatever. But marginal improvement, so we'll see.
And you have hope, and that's the most important thing.
Yes, I'm always hopeful.
Yes, it's wonderful. Don't worry.
Even better, I'm alive and in good health, so I'm very happy.
Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful. And just the thoughts of you doing the splits, my goodness. Well, God love you, and thank you so much for all you do.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, so for those of you on Facebook, that was Kathleen from Texas, and we're very thankful, Kathleen. She's done some great research for us, and she's given us a name, an address, a phone number, and an email of somebody that can help. So if people would write this person, it's Jose Domingo, if you can write. Honestly, writing in Panama is not good because there's no mail delivery. We just have addresses. I don't know why, but we have addresses. But calling, the phone number is 507-261-0002. The country code is 011. The email is, I posted the email in the Facebook. Let me post it also in the chat room. So, chat room, where's the chat room? There's the chat room. All right. There we go. And so basically what you want to say to them is, hey, why is Dr. Daniels being persecuted? You know, she's living in your country. She's a good citizen. She's trying to, you know, build houses for the poor people. And, you know, why is, you know, we've got to stop this. So that is it. That's great. And I think that's what needs to be done. So we got a phone number, we got an email, person to contact. Yes. All right. Oh, yes. May the bank release the money immediately. I hope so, too, but it's Panama. Nothing happens immediately. But it's great that... Oh, Mabrelli, thank you for correcting the phone number. 261. Oh, wait, there's two phone numbers. Okay, thank you. All right, we're answering questions. We have Ron in Texas. Hi, Ron.
Hey, it's lovely to talk to you. Thank you so much. How are you today?
I'm pretty good. So, Ron, we got people on Facebook that cannot hear you, so I'm going to stop, interrupt you from time to time, and repeat your question, just so the folks on Facebook can hear.
Okay, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you. What's your question?
Okay, great. My question is, I recently had a stroke, and I was wondering what is the best protocol for stroke recovery?
All right, the best thing is to understand why you had the stroke. So you had the stroke because you weren't drinking enough water, number one, or number two, you were taking drugs or materials that caused the stroke. Can you focus on which one it was?
Okay, I take no medicines whatsoever. I take a few herbal extracts, but other than that, I don't take any medication.
Okay, so the culprit would be your herbal extracts, or it would be food that you're eating, or not drinking enough water. So you want to review those things that you're doing. So you have to identify what it was you did that caused the stroke and then stop doing it. That's number one. All right, let's say you've done that. The next thing to do is to stay well hydrated, and you can just mix a tablespoon of cayenne pepper, quarter cup of apple cider vinegar, stir it up, and take a teaspoon once or twice a day, and that should keep you from getting another stroke and also remove the blockages to your circulation so you can recover.
Okay, that sounds good. They wanted me to take aspirin, and I started taking aspirin, and I started swelling in my feet and ankles. I quit, and 5 days later, all the swelling was gone. And
correct.
The doctor kind of looked at I'm going to be 70 years old next month. And so the doctors all find me quite amazing when I walk in their office. They first of all say, what medicines are you taking? I said, I don't take any.
Yeah, you need to stop walking into their office. So stop walking into those doctor's offices.
Well, that's true, too. So they try to prescribe me stuff, but I don't end up taking it because I look at the side effects, and there's far more side effects than there are any benefits.
Correct.
So I'm trying to be quite cautious about it. So anyway, I appreciate your advice, and I will follow the protocol. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye. All right, we have Therese in Costa Rica. Hi, Therese.
Hey, hi. What do you recommend for a recent tick bite?
Nothing. Pull a tick out. Run with your life. Ignore it.
No turpentine, no anything else?
No, I mean, you could put turpentine on it, but there's nothing. Tick bites don't cause Lyme, so forget it. That's what we're talking about. Yeah, tick bites don't cause Lyme, so there's nothing to worry about. If you're worried about Lyme, then don't get vaccinated.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. That's all I needed to hear.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right, you're welcome. Bye-bye. All right, Denise in Indiana. Hi, Denise. Oh, where's Therese in Costa Rica? Who do we want? Oh, okay. Hi, Denise. Are you there?
Dennis is here in Indiana.
Oh, Dennis. They put an E on the end of your name. All right, we're going to call you Dennis.
Oh.
Okay, how about that?
Okay. Yeah, I'm the paralyzed guy. I'm going to try your vitality capsules and wait to start the turpentine later. I'm on Linzess to help me, and I'm on Senecot pills. But I know you got Senna in your vitality capsules. Mm-hmm. I should be able to. I've got a ton of gallstones and a bunch of hemorrhoids in my rectum, and I keep either getting constipated or, you know, have to go on I got that E. coli bacteria.
You're paralyzed. You're paralyzed, but from the waist down, is that what we're talking about?
No, from T3 on down. I had a staph infection.
Even further up. Okay, I got it.
Yeah, so I'm a lot
okay, so people, yeah, people who are paralyzed from the waist down or a higher level paralysis have incredible bowel problems, and that's what causes the gallstones. And so literally, you need someone to massage your belly and to kind of slap your bowels around from side to side, because that's what happens when people walk. And you're not walking, so you don't have that action. So your bowels literally need to be moved.
I was born sick in colicky, and I've had athlete's feet and fungal yeast infection all my life. So I just had all kinds of gastrointestinal problems. And
since you're paralyzed, you need a more aggressive and different approach. So you need someone to aggressively massage your belly and maybe even disimpact you. In other words, reach your hand up there and pull stuff out.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I'm always getting E. coli infection, ESBL.
You're always getting what?
That E. coli infection, yeah, ESBL and the UTI infection. Because I'm incontinent, both front and back.
Mm-hmm.
And I got ESBL. And then I was talking to you before, and you said it would help. Vitality capsules would help with my hemorrhoids, because I'm on I'm taking Slippery Elm right now too.
Okay. All right. Okay. So give that a go. And see how
it goes. The vitality capsules.
Yes.
The doctor is lupus. Is all lupus a form of syphilis?
Yep. That's all it is. Just syphilis. So what they did is they did the Tuskegee study where they observed people with untreated syphilis. They documented the symptoms for 20 years, and then all of a sudden the first case of lupus was diagnosed with identical same symptoms.
But lupus is pretty much syphilis then, right?
I would say it's exactly. They even told us doctors in medical school, now your lupus patients might have a positive syphilis test, but you ignore that and it's really lupus. I mean, how much more obvious can it get?
Yeah, my doctor's going to test me for it. I might have lupus, SLE nephritis, the kidneys.
Right, yeah. So have him just tell him to do the syphilis test.
Yeah, he's going to do that next month.
Okay, all right, good luck.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye. All righty. Okay, so I read that ticks carry several other diseases, especially the one causing no one to be able to eat regular meat, just meat from things that have scales or feathers. All right, so ticks have been implicated in a lot of things. So there's something called Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever. And when I was in medical school, we learned about Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever caused by ticks. And it's in, of course, the Rocky Mountains. I can say in 10 years of medical practice and 7-8 years of medical education, I saw not one case of Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever. So, in other words, and I worked in northern Wisconsin. I mean, endemic. The tick should be the national bird, right up there with the mosquito. But not one case of any of these parasitic diseases that ticks are supposed to cause. Even though there are tons of ticks, and myself, I was bitten by at least 20 ticks on several occasions over a period of 18 months. So you have to make up your mind for yourself as to what's imaginary, what's real, and what constitutes evidence. If there is an epidemic of so-called disease and you've never seen it, you have to ask yourself, does it really exist? And in my position of being a doctor and seeing so many patients and personally having lived in a tick endemic place and been bit by ticks a lot, and you can say, oh, well, Dr. Daniel, sure, your immune system was great. Well, I was 20 pounds underweight, went to the all-you-can-eat Friday fish fries. My diet was not especially awful, but it wasn't great either. And you can argue my immune system wasn't perfect because I was obviously malnourished being 20 pounds underweight. So there is no scientific evidence of any of these diseases. There's none. The tests for the diseases are all antibody tests. The organisms have never been identified. So you have to decide for yourself what you want to believe in. And as I say, if you're looking for the boogeyman, check under your bed. That's the way that works. Okay, duck eggs are less inflammatory than regular chicken and turkey eggs. I don't think so, because I've eaten duck eggs, and I find them just as annoying as chicken eggs. I never had turkey egg, can't say. Yeah. Hmm. Writing to a franchise with the government. Okay, thank you. How do you cook calf liver without oil? You put it in a pan on, well, first of all, you put the onions in the pan first, and you start them cooking, and they create liquid. And you put the liver on top of that, sprinkle salt and pepper on it, cover it under medium or low heat. When I use rice bran for skin, should I mix it fresh every time? Unfortunately, yes. If you mix it and store it in the fridge, it gets really nasty and stinky and moldy. It's a mess. Dr. Dance, you heard about Dr. Santana? No, I haven't, but find the information, please, for me. That would be great. Thank you. Is there such a thing as adrenal failure like Hashimoto's? No, not the way that they say it. So I work with a lot of patients who come to me, oh, Dr. Daniels, I have Hashimoto's, I have adrenal failure, and they have got a list. Ugh, a list. And so, if you have adrenals that are failing and not working, the place to look to is your diet. So adrenals, as fuel, they use cholesterol. So if you are on a low cholesterol diet, read vegan, vegetarian, or lean grass-fed meats, anyway, low cholesterol diet, then you're going to have adrenal failure and fatigue. And then people are going to try and put you on or sell you on the concept of supplementing with different type of adrenal extracts, when really all you need to do is increase your cholesterol in your diet. It takes care of the adrenal problem. And as for Hashimoto's, it is so ill-defined in terms of the casual way it's used in alternative healing circles that, again, you have to itemize what the symptoms are, what the complex is, and handle it. But if your thyroid tests are normal, then, of course, you have a thyroid. I mean, you have a problem. It's just not your thyroid. So if your thyroid tests are normal, you have a problem, it's just not your thyroid. Okay, so if you feel that you had Lyme as a result of a tick bite, then you're welcome to your belief. We have commercial.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel: great product,
My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And we are answering questions. Okay, let me see. I'm trying to get to, I found a place in Facebook that I've overlooked. So I'm going to do a few of those questions. All right. Okay, Dr. Daniels, my cotton underwear are disintegrating, and I think it might be a parasite. I stopped wearing cotton underwear, and that solved it. But now my synthetic underwear have a problem. Stop wearing underwear. I don't wear it. You shouldn't either. No need to wear underwear. All right. Candida symptoms are gone. But I still feel it hiding in my organs and muscles. Then you might need a discovery session, or you might need to massage your organs or take a second look at your diet and make sure that you're, doing the best you can with that. All right, Ellen says, where did you purchase your Shilajit? On eBay from the Russians. Do spirulina and chlorella have mercury in them or radiation concerns? I don't know. I don't use or recommend either one of them. How old are the kids I adopt? My adopted kids are between birth and actually the oldest one is 10 years old. Okay. All right. And Sue, let's see. Oh, good. All right. And Sue sent a message to President Trump. Thank you very much, Sue. We need more of that. Let these people know that you're concerned. Stuff's happening and it's got to stop. Okay, so Sherry says she's been following my work, and she tried to get her doctor to help her understand how to take turpentine, and he was not very helpful. So, yes, Sherry, click on the discovery session, and I do help people individually. Aletha wants to know which cookbook to start with. Start with Cookbook 1 to help you with the Candida Cleaner, which is really neat. If you buy all 4 cookbooks, you get a volume discount. All right. And Mary Catherine, ear mites. I don't know about ear mites. When will the Vitality Capsules be back on sale? I do not know. We're having another batch made up. But we have one ingredient. It could not pass all of the tests, and we couldn't get enough of it. So because these are all natural ingredients that are really grown from the earth, the next seasonally available time for that ingredient will be August. So actually, we're not going to have another sale because we might not even have enough Vitality Capsules to last until August. So that's where Vitality Capsules are at the moment. All right. I think I answered all the questions. Huh. And those questions don't show up on my computer. I have no idea why. All right. Candida can eat away at your underwear. It's just basically washing and drying and the soap. It just deteriorates the stuff. They make underwear super flimsy, so you have to keep buying them. You can get Shilajit from Amazon as well. It's about 20 times the price as the Russian Federation. So I just buy it from the Russian Federation. But the Russian Federation takes a whole month for it to show up. So it's a little inconvenient, but it works. All right. So, cure for endometriosis, yes. Massive lifestyle change and cleansing. You can find out more at the discovery session. What do you think about having a thermogram done instead of a mammogram? Okay, so you have a mammogram, which is a total waste of time. Total waste of time. The chances of you benefiting from a mammogram are less than the chances of you being struck by lightning. All right? So now what you're saying is, oh, I missed my mammogram. Let me do something else instead. No, cease and desist. Forget the thermogram. The thermogram lets you know 10 years before the mammogram that you're going to get cancer, which means it's even higher false negative rate because not all things that are precancerous progress to cancer. There's many a slip twixt the cup and the lip. So this whole let me find out early, forget about it. Forget about it. I even wrote a joke about that. So this lady goes to see her doctor. She's an elderly lady. She's about, obviously, 65 at least. And the doctor says, your cholesterol is still high. We're going to have to start drugs. And she says, oh, doctor, how long do you think it will take for me to see benefit? Well, about 1,250 years. And she says, oh, doctor, thank you so much. I'm glad we caught this early. So if you want to be like her, then yeah, get a thermogram. Otherwise, go live your life. Just go live your life. thermogram makes no sense. And at the end of every thermogram interpretation is, go get a mammogram. Good source of cholesterol is the liver. Even better source is the brain. Yes, pig brain or cow brain. Awesome source of cholesterol. Okay. All right. I think that we've done it. Also, ketogenic diet. There's this condition called diabetic ketoacidosis. And if you're a diabetic, the last thing you want is ketones and acidosis. It's going to just put you in the hospital. So don't do that. All right, Tim in Oregon. Hi, Tim. Tim, are you there?
Yes, see if I can hear.
Okay,
can you hear me?
Can you hear me? I got you now. Yes, I can. All right, what's up?
Okay, with the epidemics that you were talking about, there lupus and fibromyalgia falls under those categories, but now I've been hearing a lot more in regards to so-called Africans and Americans, black people being faced with sarcoidosis. Mm-hmm. And it's like that came out of nowhere. That's are you familiar with sarcoid?
Yes, I am.
And they were saying that it's immune fisty disease that's, you know, traced back to people with Scandinavia descent and black people are faced with, where the, you know, where it's the it builds up polyps in the organs.
So let's just stop right here. Let's stop and sort this out. So you have a disease that's of Scandinavian origin and only affects black people. Is there something a little fishy about that? Like, how many black Scandinavians are there?
Well,
I mean, you gotta realize when people are calling, people are giving you stuff that doesn't make sense, you gotta sort out immediately, whoa, this doesn't make no sense. Now, I'll tell you, my experience with sarcoid is it seems to exclusively affect middle-class blacks. So whatever causes sarcoid costs money. In other words, it might be the vaccines as well. Now, the other thing is it might be a combination of vaccines and cheese or whatever. However, in any case, the turpentine protocol does work very nicely for it. So you can go to vitalitycapsules.com, get your Candida Cleaner report, follow the instructions there, and definitely get your Vitality Capsules as well, and clear out the stuff that's causing the sarcoid and replace your diet with more nutritious stuff, and that'll take care of it.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. You're welcome. Okay. Karen in Maryland. Hi, Karen.
That was quick. I have a question about the temperature and sunscreen use. So my question is, do you recommend when it's above 85 to use the sunscreen, and what kind of sunscreen, or should we just use lotion instead, but not sunscreen? What is your recommendation for above 85 and sunscreen use, please?
I'm not that precise about it. Everybody's different in terms of their sun tolerance. So people who reach their sun tolerance, whatever it might be, I recommend carrot oil. So carrot oil has a SPF of like 49, and it's non-toxic. Personally, I don't use sunscreen. I sit in the sun and I bake and get dark, and you know, personally I don't own sunscreen, I don't use sunscreen, but for people who do feel they need sunscreen, I recommend carrot oil.
Okay, carrot, C-A-R-R-O-T, carrot oil?
Correct.
Okay, where can we find that?
Amazon.
Okay. All right. Okay. So that's really your only recommendation. You don't have a recommendation for suntan lotion or sunscreen.
No. I think all that stuff is just poison, and, you know, there's no point in poisoning yourself.
Okay. And what about just using lotion?
I don't recommend it. The problem with lotion is that they have to put chemicals in it to emulsify the oil and the water and preservatives and chemicals. Even the so-called all-natural stuff, you look up every single last ingredient, you know, you get to the one that, you know, is poisonous.
Okay, so your only recommendation is carrot oil. Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Okay. All right. How to wean mom off steroids for COPD? The thing is to wean her off. Don't skip any doses. Also, you have to be sure you review her diet. Make sure she's got that right. Todd Carter, can you do a show on the science of vaccines? There is no science behind vaccines. I've done many shows on vaccines. You can go to my website, vitalitycapsules.com, click on the replays. Okay, so Baraka Johnson says, sarcoidosis is from cheese consumption. I was prescribed steroids and gained a lot of weight, but once I stopped eating cheese, it went away. Exactly. So, sarcoidosis, again, with blacks, middle-class disease. Who can afford cheese? So, yeah. Either you're buying a cheese or you're getting free government cheese. All right, we have got questions. I want an answer to what I don't know. Is there a pill form Sheila did? There are some pill forms. I don't recommend them because of contamination issues. All right, let's go over to... Okay. So Lisa, as you said, that Lyme disease is not caused by a tick bite, but vaccines. Once you have Lyme, how do you get rid of it? Basically, using the Candida Cleaner protocol works pretty nicely. So just go to vitalitycapsules.com, download the protocol, and follow that. Then if you need help, further help is always the discovery session. All right. Okay, so another question. Where do you get carrot oil? Amazon. How could carrots have oil? All vegetables have oil. Doctor, how do I cook brains? I've answered that already. What else can I do besides vitality capsules to cleanse the blood while I use the capsules? In the Candida Cleaner report, it mentions milk thistle. That is excellent. You can also apply castor oil to your skin. So those are things that you can do. All right. How come I always find these? Okay. We got a lot of stuff here in the chat room. How can you kill viruses like the ones proven to be vaccines? Again, I think it's a mistaken notion that your body kills these bad guys. It really just expels them. And you can, the starting place is 3 bowel movements a day. Then you can, up your game, so to speak. But the starting place to getting rid of all these things, even viruses, is 3 bowel movements a day. You can augment that, kick it up to, adding enemas to pull out more stuff. You can take castor oil orally. There's all kinds of things you can do to increase your cleansing. But you absolutely must poop 3 times a day. And yes, using distilled water definitely does help with the cleansing. We have Sherry in Kansas. Sherry?
Hi, Dr. Daniel.
Hi, Sherry. Yes.
I found this article, it's dated last year, 2017,
mm-hmm.
and it's this Dr. Stephen or Stephen Lanta, in and this was a court ruling in Germany. Do you remember this deal where he had a thing about proving, have somebody prove to him that the measles virus really existed? Do you recall ever seeing this?
I remember something. I remember hearing something about that.
Yeah, he actually had a like a 100,000 euro offer to anyone who could offer laboratory proof of identification of the measurement. He actually lost the first go round, but he won in the appeal.
So there's no laboratory proof of measles.
Of the measles virus. So
yes,
I wonder what they've been injecting in our children.
Exactly. What you need to understand is all of these imaginary epidemics, their tests for them are antibody tests, and that is your giveaway that the virus does not exist. And if you have any doubt about that, you can look up Koch's, K-O-C-H apostrophe S, Koch's postulates. And this is the basis on which medicine says, we have science. We know it's, this is not sorcery. This is not voodoo. We're not just making empty pronouncements. And so Koch's postulates have to be satisfied in order to say that, one, an organism exists, or two, it causes disease. And Koch's postulates have not been satisfied for Lyme, have not been satisfied for AIDS, have not been satisfied for measles. And so these diseases don't exist. Are people sick? Oh, yeah, they're sick. But is it measles? Is it Lyme? Is it AIDS? No, because there's no evidence any of those things exist.
So tell me if you think this is what they're doing. They're getting somebody who they say has measles, culturing something they're getting from them.
No, they're not culturing anything. They're not culturing anything.
I wonder
what
they're using.
These are all antibody tests. These are all antibody tests. These tests are random number generators.
I wonder what they're putting in the vaccine.
Oh, whatever they want. Whatever they want.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to bring that to the attention of people who are vaccinating their children. So,
not only vaccinating, there's the vaccination issue, but then there's always other people like, hey, my inbox is lit up. Oh, I got bit by a tick. I've got one. God darn it. Google the FDA test. The test is only 67% effective, which means what? Which means there's a 33% chance that the test you took is wrong. Bogus. Nonsense. What kind of test is that that's erroneous at least 33% of the time? So, you know, people believe what they want to believe. And the question is, are you in with the cult? Are you a believer? Are you going to do what we say do? Are you going to swallow the drugs we tell you? And that's really what it comes down to. And I'm not saying there's a right or wrong answer here. I'm just saying you can choose. And if you choose to self-identify with these imaginary diseases, I mean, it's like choosing to watch Seinfeld. It's your choice. It's not that Seinfeld is good or bad. It's just that it's your preference, and that's okay. It's okay. I mean, everyone needs a little excitement in their life.
Okay, that's all I had. Thank you, Scott.
You're welcome. Commercial. Is that right? No, change his mind. No commercial. Okay. All right, we have 5 minutes. That means that we're just about done. Let's see about our questions here. Okay. So, cyclical leukopenia, white blood cell 2.5 since teenager, now 2.1. What is the problem? What's the problem? If the person feels good, if you feel good, you are good. Personally, I've had intermittent leukopenia all my life. In fact, I would say up until I was about 33, I had leukopenia, white count of 2.5, even got down to 1 point something. But I was alive, doing well, and I just told the doctors, you know what? We're going to have to just ignore this for now because I'm busy. So that's what I would say. Again, you got to really understand that these tests are random number generators. They are programmed to give 5% erroneous signals of disease, no matter what. That's the design. So if you're detecting a disease that's one in a million, and the positive tests show up 5 in 100, then what you're dealing with is 99.9% of all your positive results are fake. They're fake. They're false positive. And so this is the importance of the multiphasic screening test, where they do 20 or more tests. Statistically, if you have a 5% built-in false positive rate and you do 20 tests, the person's going to show up positive for something, and it's going to generate business and revenue. That's the plan. It's the design. It's designed that way. And you have to decide how much faith you want to put in that design. All right. James in Kansas. Hi, James.
A little over a month ago, I had portal vein thrombosis, and I felt real tired, and went to the doctor, and they ran up. So far, I've got an $18,000 hospital bill for two nights in the hospital, and they just run test after test after test.
Right.
And I was wondering if there's a way I could
tell you nothing.
Right. I mean, anyway, but I do feel better. They got me on 4 milligrams of warfarin a day.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Any advice you could give me?
What's the problem, as far as you're concerned? What do you?
I just don't have the energy that I used to have. But I mean, how to stop these hospital bills from coming?
Stop going to the hospital.
Yeah, okay, all right. Well, I was already there, and they just keep sending me more bills, run more tests.
Oh, well, you could declare bankruptcy and just don't show up for any more tests.
Okay.
You say you're feeling fine?
That's what the lawyer said, too.
Are you feeling fine?
Do what?
Do you feel fine?
Oh, I just don't feel that. I have the energy that I used to have, but I think I'm getting a little bit more stamina or energy. A little bad, slowly as it comes back or something. But
taking is warfarin, you could just switch to a natural blood thinner and then stop the warfarin and stop showing up. Stop the blood test, stop the doctor visits. Just stop.
Okay, what a natural blood thinner besides alcohol?
Yeah, I believe death on that one. Yeah, there's lots. Okay, so first, obviously this is not medical advice. Do whatever you want, your own risk, you know, whatever. So, you can use the cayenne pepper and vinegar I mentioned earlier. It dissolves blood clots, make sure you don't get any more. All right, that is it. We are done, and think happens.
I saw you there, just standing there. And I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. Then once again, you said you would come and dance with me. Dance with me across the sea.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.